I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The old rest in peace podcasting room.
I'm just pushing. Oh, that makes it sound better, right?
Yeah. I sound completely different now.
It took away some of that background noise.
Yes, that's exactly what it did. It sounds good. We got this.
Engineering genius.
Like riding a bike. Here we go.
Yeah, we used to have a podcast a long time ago.
Long time ago. Years.
And I had a complete setup on my desk. And
yeah, I just had to walk in. And
yeah. And now we are at the kitchen table.
With our...
This is the evolution of podcasting.
This is it. This is crazy. Yeah, we've got the kids locked in the bedroom. Not locked in. They can get out.
If the house caught on fire, they'd be fine.
They're fine, yeah. But this is it. We got a little temporary... We're working on something, though.
What brought this back?
COVID-19,
I guess. COVID-19.
I don't know. We're home together.
A lot.
A whole big bunch.
Yeah. And if we have to endure each other, you should have to endure us for an hour at a time.
It's comical. It's a good time.
I think once you started doing your nightly Facebook updates.
Recaps
of the day.
I didn't mean for that to be a thing. I just needed to...
Oh, you became a part. You're like...
I didn't mean for it to be a thing.
Dan Rather back in the day. You know, people gather around the TV to watch CBS Evening News.
To hear me complain about being... I have nothing to complain about in the grand big scheme of things.
Oh, right.
It's just...
Hashtag blessed up.
It is... This whole event is just speaking to every weakness and insecurity and
well, to be fair,
anxiety that I have, and it's slamming down on me at once.
Yeah, but everything. We're not alone in this. It's not like we...
Right.
It's not like we have
Ebola. I am not unique. Yeah. Like, we are healthy. We are happy. Gary and I are very blessed to, you know, we still have, you know, we have
almost
our jobs.
All of our teeth. Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, you're it's questionable for you. But we, you know, we still have jobs. So the stress level is low there.
The stress about employment is not there. The stress of, I think, more so for you.
Because let's just get this straight. Like, I have said often, I am not meant to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, when Charlie was older, it's cool. Like, we could do things. I'm not meant to be a stay-at-home mom with a small child because,
Initially, when, so the build-up or the, I guess, the progression into where we're at now was a little slow and nobody knew what was going on. But we have seen The Walking Dead, so I was pretty much prepared for anything.
Right, absolutely.
But there was a point when, like, I never thought that I would be working from home. I mean, I can, obviously, but I just thought,
like, I social thought maybe distancing and we all would that. Take a week off of school before spring break.
Right, but the chance of you being off was more prevalent than I'm going to be off.
Sure, yes.
And when I say off, not off, we're like...
Working from
early
home.
Early on, we are at our workspace right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we will, tomorrow morning, this will transform into a Zoom meeting, answering emails. I've got my work phone. Like, people call me on my cell phone now, and it's weird because, you know, I used to not answer any number I didn't know. Now I kind of have to. But, and so I was thinking, you know, well, Abby's going to be home, stay-at-home mom here with the kids.
And you're going to head out at 8 a.m. and
or earlier. I was going to wake up, go to the gym.
Nope.
Get to work.
Nope.
So, yeah, I haven't put gas in my car in 2 weeks.
That's crazy. Remember, and it's so cheap.
That's right. I filled it up. At the time, it was like $1.95. Whoa.
Yeah, now it's $1.60, maybe, something like that. So, it's crazy. This is so surreal. And
it happened so fast because you just turned 27.
Yeah. Definitely 27.
Yeah. But so to celebrate Abby's birthday, we went to see Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson.
It was great. It honestly feels like that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. And not only did Abby and myself go, but 16,000 of our closest friends were there, packed in.
Rupp Arena, man.
And it snowed that night, and we haven't seen any glimpse of snow this year. So.
What a year. So weird.
But we are literally in bleacher seats, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad seats. I thought they were good seats. But we were in the bleachered part of Rupp Arena.
With our closest friends.
With
that we've never met before.
A-hole to elbow.
Mm-hmm.
basically. Social distancing had even became a thing.
But I joked with a woman in the bathroom about washing my hands, very linksy and stuff. And she was like, yeah, coronavirus, got to wash your hands. And I was like, ha 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 ha. it was just a conversation out there. People had heard of it. I think maybe it was in Seattle at the time.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing, the first press conference where I think it was in a nursing home or whatever it was, and everybody was going to be okay.
Right.
And then the next day it was one person's taking a turn for the worse. And, we've had our first death. And then,
yeah, but you're fast forward, that's West Coast.
Tomorrow, what? Which I assume this will probably come out tomorrow.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah. True. But we'll mark our 3 weeks.
Yeah, going into our third week.
Yeah, starting our third week of this new life that really doesn't have an end in sight.
No. If they're going with the April 30th thing that they just announced, I'm assuming we'd be back in school by May 1st. If that, I don't know. I mean, you've got other states that have just canceled school already.
Yeah.
I don't know what that looks like for us. It's really weird. This is not easy for me as a teacher. I'm not good at this. Granted,
I was born for this.
Yeah.
No, I was born for this, not being a father, though.
That's the thing. I could rock this, but that 2 year old is
me. It was just me and you.
I think we had been fine with Charlie, even. It's him.
I don't know. She's getting it's him. She's getting a little cabin feverish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, for her, she is our major social butterfly. She wants to, since she was a baby, she stayed with grandparents. She'd go to people's houses. That has never been an issue with her. So in as much as she can lock herself in her room and go down the hole of YouTube and
TikTok.
I gave in. She has a private TikTok account. Just that was my way of letting her reach out to people. I check it. It is the dumbest, most ridiculous thing.
But who made a TikTok for their students?
I did. And it was so hard. It was such a hard thing to get those stickers timing. And I think I'm going to make another one. But I really, anyway, for Charlie, it's starting to hit. And I'm just going to out you people. There are people out there still letting their kids hang out and run around. And it's killing Charlie because I won't let her. Daddy Andy says no, and I'm gonna listen to Andy. I know it does feel awkward, but I get it.
You don't
feel sick.
I saw something for those that did watch The Walking Dead or Into the Zombie thing.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't social distance are the people that hide zombie bites. You're
100%. Yes. Yes.
And at first, I didn't fully buy into it.
Mm-hmm,
I thought I can go to work, go to the office, all this. And still, I think what really set it off was listening to Joe Rogan and the doctor early on.
God.
And I was like, this seems
that if that does not mess with you, man.
And then it start like the stuff he said is coming true.
Right. And he's a smart scientist. I'm going to listen to him over these folks, not to name names, who are not scientists. Maybe they're really smart at other things. Business, perhaps. Not science. I'm going to listen to my scientists. I distinctly remember, learning exponential. Is that the right?
Exponential growth.
Yeah. I remember learning that.
Two to four, four to eight.
I distinctly remember that question being presented to me and me just, I copied off somebody and turned it in 100%.
How dare you?
Totally. But now it's like, hello, here it is in your face. You are living exponential growth and it just makes sense. I don't know.
Well, if you subscribe that, I don't think there's anybody that says this is not bad.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's saying this is not bad. Sure, there's a mix on what to do socially for the economy and all that. But, like, flatten the curve. If we can do this now, what it's like, you know, as a teacher, mm-hmm. you tell the class to quiet down or, you know, you're punishing them and then if somebody does mm-hmm. something else, you add time. I feel like we're just adding time.
Right, because that one like jerk.
Spring break, like seeing the kids right. on spring break. Have you seen the thing where, I don't know if it's Instagram or TikTok or whatever, like the influencers were licking toilets.
And oh, then one my of them got God. The coronavirus. That's totally ridiculous. Like, so... I mean, I'm in charge of, like, getting a prom together, and I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Just have them all download The Sims. We'll have a
it's so inside sad. The Sims. And, you know, I get it. Like, I try to be this person who's like, okay, guys, it's just prom. Like, you're not going to, you know, remember prom 5 years from now. It's going to matter. But right now, it's such a huge deal. Like, I feel, like, so sad for them that this has been ripped away from them. But if people, and those same kids, though, are partying like rock stars or anything, and then... Just like doing your normal day to day stuff and just having that routine and schedule. And we've been really thriving on routine and schedule since.
Somehow that stopped.
Oh, no, nope.
Still going.
We're still going. I don't know. We've been thriving on some routine and schedule. I think Harlan has totally disrupted what we do and how we do it. In our lives, I will see people post that they're at ball games at night and ball games, like basketball games start at like 7:30. I was there. I was getting on the big yellow school bus and going to the ball games and we are literally winding our down for the night at 7:30. So just having this at home time and our kids sleep in. So we let them.
Right.
And we pay for it later, but it's been really hard just to have our routine disrupted and everything. It's really funny.
But we started some new routines.
We have.
I would not say that any two days back to back have mirrored each other.
No, not at all. No, it's been.
Because, so the first day we're both home.
That was a dumpster fire. Was right. that the day, like, after I'd been at work and then I came home, like, Thursday?
Yeah, so.
Hated it.
What happened? When did I go to the dentist? I went to the dentist Monday. So uh-huh, this is a week before that.
Yes.
And so, like the first morning we woke up, like I logged in and sat on one side, and Abby sat
at our kitchen table. We're screaming at Charlie to get her job day work done,
and our son's just
standing in the middle of the table, or jumping over us, or
he's
watched everything on YouTube.
So I've realized that I can, like, some of the stuff that I do. I can do it 10 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
you know, and which has pushed me to staying up.
Yeah, you're
like
very...
for the last couple of years, I've been pretty solid at going to bed early and waking up early
mm-hmm.
for the most part. Sometimes I'll go to bed early and I won't wake up early.
I'm going to get up and go to the gym.
Yeah, that happens like at least 2 days a week. I would get up at 4:30 and go to the gym, and then on the weekends I went early. So, but. Like those disruptions, like we talked about not being able to go to the gym, and it's not not like we're super fit. You know, now that I've ate all the quarantine snacks.
Oh my God.
But
so much food.
It was just for me, not so much you, but for me, it was a social thing. Like I had the.
Oh, you are so social at the gym. You talk to people. No, you do not. You get in, you don't make eye contact with anyone, and you get on your machine or you go do your routine and you get out. Like I will nod if I accidentally make eye contact with you. I do not socialize there at all.
Yeah. So me and Abby went together once and I was just talking to people and she,
I was like, what are we doing? But we got to keep going. Heart rate's got to go. And like, I have a very definite plan.
But you were a like strict hour in, out, get
yeah,
it done.
Yeah.
And I'm more of a get it done, but however long it takes.
Right. Right. You could rock a solid like hour and a half, even 2 hour session. Yeah. I can't, I just don't feel like I have that time. And that's just mentally with me. Like,
And that's part of when I was going early, like you were asleep, the kids were mm-hmm. asleep. Like mm-hmm. I didn't have, you know, to rush home and.
Right. Right. And do there's like a window for
but
me.
But by hell, that's all out the window now.
There's so no gym.
I've been slowly trying to go to bed earlier, starting from like 2:30 a.m. backwards.
We're getting there though. Increments.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Oh, and I've also incorporated some naps, you know.
You've not
remember
napped
when you
today.
Have the, when you have the yeah, right. When you have a baby and they say sleep when they sleep, uh-huh. That's how I am right
yep,
now.
Yep. Even though our kid's like taking 3 hour naps in the afternoon. He did not nap today either, so we're hoping for a miracle tonight. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Because if I wake up and start working at 9, my day is supposed to be 9 to 3. But yeah. I have high school students. They're waking up.
At 3.
They're waking up at 3. And then they'll, like, I've answered text messages at midnight, at 1 a.m. And I'm like, ugh, fine. I'll talk to you.
So when this started, my first instinct was to not hoard.
You weren't hoarding.
It was, I wanted to.
You were gathering.
I just wanted to be present if some bad stuff did pop off. Like, I would go to Kroger just to ensure, law and order.
Yeah, you were.
And I would bring home a couple
of
things.
To be fair, we're very avid Krogerers.
Right.
We Kroger often. Like, the guys that work there know you.
Right.
We
it's
mostly
social
do.
Butterfly in me.
We do click lists, but I can't, you are so social. I don't talk to anybody, even at the store. We click list mostly, but this click listing hasn't really worked well for this.
Well, the first weekend, I did it through Walmart, and my order got canceled.
Yeah,
I did it again, and it got canceled. And so by the third try, it worked, and we got everything we wanted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy, I was like, hey, man, my first two orders were canceled. He's like, and they've moved the times.
Okay.
You know, it's like only a 6 or 7 hour window now. I'm not sure what Kroger's doing, but we literally live 2 minutes from Kroger's.
Right, right. And it's not like we're going in there to hang out. Like, he will go and do the shopping. I think I will do drive-through stuff for us, but I've not been inside anywhere. Oh, I did go to Big Lots at one time, mm-hmm. and that really freaked me out because that's when I thought we were like shutting her down. The rumors of the 2 week shutdown or shelter at home was coming, and I went to go.
And that's
get
a thing for some people, right?
Right, like, right.
But they can still go to the grocery store and all that.
Yes, yeah. Well, you have to prove you're going to the grocery or like doctor's appointments or something. But yeah. I'm for it. Bring it on. I don't know.
I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and they asked if I wanted to teleconference. I'm like, how are we going to?
No.
I'm just going to make up my blood pressure and give it to you. Everything's good. Trust me.
No. Mm-mm. You're going.
But in this time, we found we've had time to watch some Netflix.
Yeah, we were. But to be fair, part of our just routine pre-quarantine, we have kind of slowed life down. And
Lazy Saturday.
We would have something. We had Lazy Saturday. And
we got through some Netflix series on
we
Saturdays.
Did. We really did. It was great. I loved, Charlie at the most would have drama rehearsals, and we would send her maybe to a friend's house or something. But we just haven't been out running around, and you've not done the, you've been very not home. not as present on the fight scene. And
so I watched a great series called Paradise PD that Abby absolutely.
There are things my tolerance for like what you want, like my tolerance and censorship, I have low standards. Like, I don't care. I just don't like, it doesn't make me laugh the way that it makes you cackle, like lose your breath. It's so adolescent humor, but that's you.
Yeah. So I've done a complete run through of the Trailer Park Boys a couple of times.
More than once.
So much that you know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I feel, I'm like, no, we've seen this episode already. Our son enjoys the theme music.
Because there's a cat.
He loves the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, Bubbles. Bubble.
Then we did Dracula right before this all happened.
I like Dracula. I like that. We watched that with Charlie?
She watched the end of it,
I think. That was right. Okay.
During this time, our son during church, remote church, so graciously ordered HBO for us.
It happened so fast. I was standing up, not like getting some. I think I was getting our communion ready, and
he ordered HBO.
Charlie goes, I think he just ordered something, and then carries on like nothing happened.
To be fair, he'd ordered already.
Multiple seasons.
Multiple episodes.
Episodes, yeah.
Of Baby Einstein.
Yes. We brought the Baby Einstein back. But, yeah, he got us HBO hot second.
Yeah. I watched McMillions, which is an amazing documentary about the scandal that was the Monopoly.
And I had no idea there was a scandal behind it.
No. It's funny because I think that it all gets announced. Everybody gets locked up. They wrap it up. Like the 1st of September 2001,
which is
right before 9/11.
Yeah.
And then,
which kinda. I can't act like I was watching the news and really had my pulse on
current, white collar crime.
Yeah, on current events when I was a sophomore in college.
We've taken in my best friend Bert Kreischer's stand up special. Hey, big boy. Twice.
Yes. I guess we'd been, I mean, before Harlan was born, we saw Bert at
Comedy Off Broadway.
And then he had another special after that.
Yes.
And then this one, I love this one. And I love Bert, just his podcast and stuff. And I started listening to Leanne, the wife of the party. I really resonate with her and dig her, and she's,
yeah, we're best friends. He just doesn't know it. And then we watched Ball Hog
by
Tom Segura, who I say I would be best friends with Bert Kreischer.
But you are most like.
I am Tom Segura.
You are. Like, your sense of humor, your outlook on society.
Yeah.
Like, he says things.
Even
and
our dear friend Seth Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
When we were texting the
other night. Randomly just said, I feel like you would be Tom Segura. Like, it is, I think the very first Tom Segura special I watched, he said something, and I was like, I made you come into the bedroom. I was like, I'm going to replay this. I'm going to tell me how you feel about this. I think he was just like trashing elderly people or something.
Yeah.
Gary, it's your people. Listen to him.
It's true.
You're right on this. Gary can say some very
outlandish.
Off-putting, true, factual things that you're just like, read the room, man.
I'm always like, when there's tension like a good funeral, I will come off with some great
material.
Yeah.
You are good to have around for those really tense moments, which makes me nervous when we go into new places or meet new people because I know you're an adult.
To be fair, I don't respond well in a new environment. I'm pretty quiet.
Same. I'm very like quiet, and I will listen to people talk, even if I know you. I'm just not. I don't know. I don't dominate a conversation or come off as an extrovert at all. But you somehow, once like someone gives you that eye contact or that giggle or something, it's like you take off.
That's right.
And you're ready to go. And it's like you got the green light. And I never know like how to gauge that. So it's always been very interesting to take you places and to go into around new people and see how you're going to react and respond.
I was talking, so Juan and I were talking about if we did stand-up comedy.
Uh-huh.
Like what our bits would be. And I felt like, you know, I've got some good stories that maybe I'll unleash in the future. But like some real life stories,
not a bit, not a joke.
Right, like a storytelling that's funny.
Yeah. You know? More Bert.
Yeah. You know, definitely my medical history. there's some good comedy there.
We could be at any family gathering, and if you give Gary the green light, he's going to tell you about his colonoscopy in a second.
Listen, if we are friends, and I have your cell phone number, you have received a clinical picture of my butthole.
Clinical picture. Yes. And just randomly, on a Tuesday afternoon, yeah. It might pop into your phone.
I was coming off of anesthesia, and they just set it in front of me, and I had my phone. So it was
this was the same moment at which he calls me, and I'm in class, and I know this is going on.
You just want to tell a story?
I don't
know if I've told the story.
I don't think you have, but you, like, I assume, like, you, like, they've taken, did you call it a lump or something?
A mass,
is that what you said?
That's what it was.
And I just burst into tears. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant, and I assume that this is the worst case scenario.
Is they wake me up, and the first thing they tell me is, you're okay. And I had no inclination that I would not be okay for this procedure.
Because this was like a nothing procedure.
And my lovely mother and my Aunt Patty are there. And turns out, the story goes, they get me back there. They find this hemorrhoidish type, whatever.
Mass.
On the inside of me.
Okay. As opposed to the outside.
Yeah. Well, most hemorrhoids are outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I follow.
So my mom tells me that they, like, after they start the colonoscopy, they come and get her and take her into, like, to that little room.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, we need to get a hold of your wife. And what would you think? Like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know. And of course, she says, well, I'm his mother. Is there something mm-hmm. that I... And they said, yeah, you know, he has this thing that we would like to remove. We just need your permission. So she gives her permission. Because if they didn't, of course, I'm out. Like, we're almost 40 years old. Everybody's about on the brink of their colonoscopy adventure for the first time.
Right, absolutely.
And the prep is, mm-hmm. you know, Ex-Lax and stool softeners, basically, to clean you out.
Yep. Magical cocktail.
And so I'm hungry. I hadn't had any caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy who's... turns out he was an anesthesiologist, is asking me how I felt. And I was like, man, I've got a headache. I've not had any caffeine in like 24 hours or whatever. He's like,
and listen,
oh.
Gary is a Mountain Dew
diet
Mountain Dew energy drink.
Yeah, I mainline that stuff. So he says, and then I'm out. Like, that's the last thing I remember saying to him. I wake up, they tell me the story. And so they were going to wait till I wake up. If nobody could have gave permission,
mm-hmm.
they were going to do the colonoscopy, wake me up, and then cut that thing out while I was awake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like that's legal.
No.
you can't do that to somebody.
So
I think your mom called and, like, kind of said, like, he's still back there. Or maybe we were texting. And then, but you call and the first thing is, like... I have a mass, and I'm already, because I'm pregnant, I'm like, this is it. This is what God does to me. God, I'm going to get pregnant and have a baby, and then my husband's going to get, like, stage 4 colon cancer. And what, I can't do this. And, then Connie took the phone from him because he was in no position to talk.
Well, Gary, I was very upset because I really wanted Mexican food, and they told me that I could eat whatever I wanted except Mexican food.
Yep, no spicy food. You were mad.
Like, it's real spicy anyway. Yeah. So anyway. So but then they send me home with a prescription, which included a sitz bath.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what that was. And I feel like in a toilet paper crisis that we're in now, everybody should have a sitz bath or a bidet.
You even asked. He was like, hey, do we just got that sitz bath downstairs? Yeah. Yeah, we're not breaking that out. It's not happening. Leave it. I don't even know what we're supposed to do with it. We probably should have disposed of it already. I don't. It's just sitting there. That night, do you remember that night when you got home?
People came to the house.
Okay, brand new people we did not know came to the house. Charlie had been kind of making friends with some kid down the, a girl down the street, and they invited her down to do like s'mores or something. And we sent her down, and I thought that's great because Gary's going to just sleep off his anesthesia, and you know, she won't be here to bother him or make noise. And then I get the text of, hey, Charlie's coming home. I'm like, sure. So I go stand outside and wait on her. And they're like, oh, we're going to walk her home. I'm like, oh, you don't, you know, okay, cool. Thinking, you're just going to like see her to the door. Well, they came all the way in. And our house, it was Friday. Our house was like Friday dirty, you know, like,
yeah.
You just not bothered with it all week.
My sitz bath box was on the table.
Sits best on the table. The colonoscopy pics are just like out for the world to see. Gary is still lit off of the Gary is a good time on anesthesia. Mm-hmm. He's always a good time.
I don't think when I did my wisdom teeth, I don't think it was a good time.
Are you kidding me? I have like 30 minutes of material of you. You're hilarious.
But I was just sleepy.
No, you were funny. You were 100% funny.
I told the dentist, the oral surgeon, when I had my wisdom teeth removed last year, I said, hey, you might be the best in the business at this, but I don't want to remember anything.
Yeah, he made sure that happened.
And I do not recall anything. I remember waking up in bed.
My mom was cackling at you. Like, it was hilarious. Yeah, you were a good time on that, too. Have you not watched the video of
that?
Yeah,
but I wouldn't get out of the car.
It was funny. I don't know. Maybe I just have my standards for humor are low, but you were a good time.
Apparently I danced.
You danced with the girl. Like, also, they were like former students of mine, and you were dancing with them on the way out the door. But, so anyway, brand new people walked in the door. Okay, Michael Jackson. Turns into a problem. Yeah, and that was how they met us. Gary's colonoscopy. We know how to make an introduction.
How did we get to here?
I have no idea.
Me and Juan, we're going to do our comedy.
Yeah, books. Your medical stories are usually pretty. Mine are just.
Yeah, we'll talk about my prostate check next time.
That's the one you love to bring out at a party, every time.
When you're quarantined in the confines of our house, which is not huge, not small, but it's not huge.
There's nowhere to. There's also in our house. None of our doors lock except our bedroom door and
Harlan's.
Does Harlan's lock still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie's door doesn't.
Right. So Harlan can get anywhere on you. Anywhere.
Well, he can open doors now. It's not like he.
But our doors don't shut like hardcore shut. And he has zero problem. He just pushes them and bursts through the door. So there's no hiding at this house.
But when you have an abundance of time. You start, like, you have Zoom meetings now, even with work and with your ladies from church. You've been doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've turned just a straight live streaming, or, you know, watching Grand Theft Auto with my son on Twitch. First of all, you can't see me, wearing my Prune Gang shirt.
Okay, how long ago did this, how long did GTA stuff start? It's been a year-ish, maybe?
So it's always been a thing, like the, and when I'm not talking about just the game Grand Theft Auto. This is for me, it's like watching just like a series because it's a role play where it's just characters. You create a character and you're in this open world, and you know you have police officers and you have criminals and you have doctors and lawyers, and it's just regular people. Creating characters and being really creative about it.
So let's back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So pre-Harlan, Gary gamed. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we were like, probably if you listen to our old podcast, like I would talk about him gaming because I just didn't, I just don't get it. I support it, but just me, I couldn't do it.
Right.
Especially like these open-ended worlds. I need a start and an end to mm-hmm. things. Obviously, as the quarantine's going to drive me crazy. But so from that, like, you know, Harlan needs a place to sleep. So the gaming room, Gary's office,
yeah, my office,
is gone. And the computer was kind of going out anyway at the time to, like.
Yeah, I'd had it a couple years. It was time to start upgrading. Mm-hmm.
So Gary's kind of like quit cold and just there's no more gaming. And then I think just in his spare time started watching the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And then like somehow you just like locked in on this GTA 5
mm-hmm.
to where like that's you love it.
I do. I laugh. I'm invested.
I can't stand it. Not because of like I don't care that it's GTA. I don't care. I can't stand the they constantly it's narration, it's storytelling constantly. Well, in natural progression of like language and conversation, there are pauses and there is silence. There is no silence. And these people do voices and
that are amazing.
Oh my gosh. The one is complete like Eugene, I'm cool. Like I can listen to Eugene.
So Eugene is a 30-year-old British man who portrays a older gentleman. To a T, like if you just listen,
yeah,
you would think it was an older man.
You can't imagine that, like when Gary. So Gary likes to show me, like, what do they look like in real life? I'm like, no way. That I mean, they do a great job. I just can't stand the and they're loud. They scream into the mic at each other, and I just it's just a noise level that I don't know. Like I'm really good. Like there are times in my life, like in college and stuff, I could go sit in the middle of a party. And, like, there'd be loud music. And, like, because I love, like, a bar scene. Like, loud, like, live music, people talking. I can deal with that all day long. And then still have, like, small conversation. Whatever it is about this, I can't handle this, the I don't know, the constant sound of it. And the way they talk and yell and scream at each other. Speaking of sound.
Yeah, Charlie's singing.
I think she's singing to Harlan. I don't know if y'all can hear it or not. It's speaking of our very large, spacious home.
So, yeah, I've been invested in that. Abby's doing her Zooms.
Gary can listen. He can have that going on the TV.
I can have unlimited inputs.
I can't.
It doesn't bother me.
And it's so funny because I'll look over and he has no knowledge that he has multiple things playing at once. It does not faze him. And I'm just like twitching a little bit.
Good multitasker.
You are. I'm not. That's been hard for me is the constant.
We have to wear multiple hats during the day by nature anyway.
Right.
You
know,
you're setting alarms to know what time lunch was.
Yes. Because we can go take our kids to go pick up lunch at the high school and it's not, I mean, we don't need to use that, but it's that sort of resources out there and it gives like our kids another option for food, something else to eat. And it's one thing it gets us out of the house too. So, but I would forget the day would go on. I'm like, oh my gosh, but my day is, I mean, I operate off of a bell schedule. You all like, there is no bell happening to like, and I was even bad at that. Like I wasn't even good under the bell schedule. I could not manage time. So this has been, I'm telling you like, Abby's bleeper reel every single day of me being a teacher. And I mean, I'm not a really strong mom. Like I'll come in like when you need me, but I'm not one of those super scheduled, like you, all these people and you probably don't even follow people who post stuff that have like the quarantine schedule.
No, that's not,
I'm calling all you out. Like stop.
Maybe stop. That's what they need.
I applaud it. But I can't do it. I can't. I think for Charlie, I could, like, tell her to do things. She's going to sort of follow through. The day that I had to go to work for 2 days, and she was home alone those days. And she kind of likes a schedule and likes knowing what time, what she has to do. And she's always been a schedule kid. She was a daycare kid, so she's always had a schedule. But I'm telling you what, like, it's chore time and all the kids are doing the chores and they're reading a book. It's just me constantly screaming, have you done your tribe day yet? I swear to God, go get your tribe day done. And then be quiet and read a book. And then she disappears and I've not paid attention just because it's quiet. And she's, you know, she's doing a TikTok in her room. And I'm that mom. We try so hard, but yeah, it's just, it's.
And you've been entertaining the masses on Facebook.
I didn't intend for that to be a thing. It was just me, like, it was, it, things are funny to me. Like, we laugh a lot here. And it's just funny to me that it's like 10 o'clock and Harlan's just like chowing down on an avocado. And
he does love his avocado.
He does. That's the healthiest thing that kid eats. But, and now he's trying to say avocado. And it's cute. But yeah, it was just
funny.
If you're
friends with Abby on Facebook, check out her updates. Then today was way harder on Abby than it was, I think, anybody else in the world. Casually, we've been talking about cutting Harlan's hair. It was trimmed for a mullet contest during court days in October.
And she did minimal work because he was a monster. We went into Walmart on a whim, and I'm like, can you just trim the top to leave the back, just trim the sides and the top? And I thought I would just like pop on my phone and let him watch it, but I had no service in the Walmart salon, so he had nothing. Like, I spent $20 on some baby shark toy that
he still plays with
a little bit. Yeah,
so we get him in his high chair and we make a makeshift apron or whatever,
cape. I think that's what you call it.
And I cut his hair. And I used a 6 guard, which was the biggest guard we had, and just cut it all one length. And it's not, I mean, it's not a buzz cut, but it's short, and all of his curls are gone.
You all, Mike, he couldn't
see. And Abby's
crying
big tears.
I can't stop crying.
And even, it's been all day, and even when I look at him, I'm like, damn, is that my kid? Like,
I mean, you know, his hair was so long. Like, he would have to lift his head to watch TV under his bangs. And I guess maybe we could have just cut his bangs, but
I don't know.
I tried that, and he looked like, I did try to cut his bangs once, and he looked like Dumb and Dumber. And just, like, straight across. And, oh, it's so hard. And Harlan was a hair twirler. And,
yes,
like, big. Like, to the point he would twirl so hard that he would get
little dreadlocks
in the back. And I would just, I did cut those out. Like, I would just very quickly snip those. But it broke my heart. And he would twirl my hair. And it's not like, and Harlan didn't have a lick of hair forever. But when it grew, it was just beautiful and curly. And he went from looking like a sweet little boy to, I don't know, he looks like he's 5 or something.
He's still just 2.
Yeah.
Not even 2.5, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's 2.5.
May he'll be 2.5.
Okay.
So he's still.
He's a baby.
And so he's been, he's not been the most talkative kid.
Mm-mm.
Until this.
Yeah. Yeah. His language is, I think it's, you know, he loves Twitch. He loves GTA. He watches that with Gary. I don't know.
He'll just sit there and just take it in.
Maybe he was as talkative with Alicia during the day, his babysitter, and we just didn't. Maybe he, like, quiets down at night. I don't know. His speech therapist text, and they can, he was receiving First Steps services, and they can now do, teletherapy? Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Listen, this woman is a saint, and she, when she comes into our house for an hour a week, she chases Harlan the entire time. It's an hour of active movement, and he sprints and he moves, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think teletherapy is going to work at all. As much, like, we try to do FaceTime with my mom. He is, his attention span, goldfish at best. And
yeah, he's not delayed in his motor skills whatsoever.
No, he is going to,
he's so fast.
We say, so he's just so fast all the time. He walked over here in the 32 seconds. Gary had to take a phone call. He jacked up the soundboard, grabbed a pencil, ran the other way, and drew on the wall. Like, that is our day constantly, and we're just chasing him. So yeah, teletherapy and speech therapy isn't going to work. So I'm just going to try to do it myself and hope for the best. with
lots
him.
Of baby Einstein.
He's doing a lot of repetitive talk, and it's weird. I don't know. Like, Charlie was so talkative mm-hmm. and so verbal, and I'm laughing at myself for even thinking. I mean, I even thought she was delayed. No, not at all. We tried, remember trying to get her into preschool, and we were like,
they pretty much laughed.
They laughed. We're like, she's not talking that much. I think she said the word like parallelogram or something, It wasn't that bad, but she said, come off with some word. And they're like, yeah, she's solid. And it's like, yeah, but she's an only child. She might have some social issues. My kid had zero social issues. We tried our best to get her into a little free preschool.
If they ever open preschool, Harlan's a shoe-in.
Mm-hmm. God love him. I can't see it. I cannot fathom him. I imagine they have, like, carpet time where they all, like, sit still and sit down. It's not happening. Not with him. I don't know.
Maybe
he'll
thrive under routine. We just don't see it.
We just don't offer routine.
We don't offer it. We don't see it.
It's been fun, though. It's crazy. Having a two-year-old, like, this would have been a totally different experience. Everything would have been totally different having a two-year-old in our life. And, you know, the favorite game that our daughter loves to play is, so when I'm 18, how old's Harlan going to be? Like, minus 10 years, Charlie, every time. That's it. And so then she'll play the game with us. So when you're 40, when you're 50, it's a great reminder. Like, he's going to school with my students' kids. So, we're old. We are so old.
Maybe your students' grandkids. Maybe. So, your earlier students.
Yeah, it's possible. Been in this gig for a while.
They say it makes you younger.
It does not. I am exhausted. I am way too tired to do this. So tired. Like, that's part of the reason we implemented Lazy Saturdays, because we're tired. We just want to sleep. Just want to nap. At least he is an okay sleeper, I guess.
Yeah, once you get him settled down, he's fine.
Yeah.
So, we had a flashback last night. We got before blogging was even a thing, our friend Seth would send out like a weekly email. And looking, it was probably funnier then. Maybe just speaking for myself, way funnier then than it was now. But just to see,
oh my gosh,
pre-social media and all that. I mean, we had email.
He had an email. Yeah,
and we had a phone. No texting, just a phone.
Like, do you remember checking your email? Like,
what, once a day, maybe.
Yeah, and just logging in, actually getting like a message from a human being. Not
we had a fantasy football league 20 years ago. And the actual, like, forums, the message boards, we lit those up, and probably some of our best material. I would hate to see that. What was
that's
ruining
there. Any but, political career you.
But
ever
at the
had.
Time, you know, we all. I hope they're not archived somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we, like, it was just and it wasn't like instant gratification. It was like you put it out there. And you had to wait for them to read it whenever part of the day that it would be. Then you'd come back the next day and check it and see what, you know.
And that process was so normal, like, to send an email and to wait on that and not get an instant reply. It's crazy. I don't even know. When did you get text messaging? I feel like I was way older.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, out of college.
Well, we went from regular phones to Nextel.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have a text, you had the chirp.
Yeah.
A walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that. And then I think texting started when whatever phone we got after that, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, we were married at that point. Yeah. So, yeah, that's.
But we didn't text because it was like 10 cents a text or something.
Yeah. So I do, with my students, we read, I don't know if you call it read it, we'd listen to Serial podcast. Episode the season one, and like there's a whole process and part of the evidence to that where it's they use beepers and they use like cell phone technology in 1999 and it's brand new, and they're like, I just like wow, and trying to understand like the convert, like them calling each other, and then I have to like explain what a beeper is and call waiting. Yeah. And
it's like watching The Wire, which is one of the best shows ever.
Yeah, I've never, it's,
but
too,
it's
quiet.
So dated, you know. It's so, because they start with payphones and beepers.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't think, like, living in the world we live in now, it's so fast and so instant.
Yeah.
But then it was, they were cloning beeper numbers, and it was just like the first couple seasons, you're like, what is this? What?
Could you, I would love, could you imagine quarantine 1995?
No. It'd be way different.
Ooh, I've got one for you. Remember okay. when, oh, it just came to me when you, when
so
I said
excited.
That. The tornado straight line winds, whatever came through. Was that 95? Yeah, eighth grade. And like things are going down and like, no, like
no electric, no phone.
Y'all literally, like, I think we're out of school for like 4 days or something. It was nothing big, like a weekend and a couple days, but like nobody had electricity or something. And I remember one of my friends like getting straight up mad because Seinfeld was going to be on that night, and she watched it, and like she was like, "What am I going to do? Like, what do I do about Seinfeld? How do I get Seinfeld?" And now, like,
who watches TV?
Like on a regular basis?
Scheduled.
Nobody.
You know,
0% of the population. I need to, no, I tell you who does. The people who watch The Bachelor, I feel like, do that.
Yes.
I don't know what that, I've never watched that show.
The Bachelor.
But I feel like the people, they like get prepared and watch The Bachelor. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, maybe like reality shows or something like that.
Yeah.
And sporting events people.
Yeah, but could, I mean, I just remember like summer when we were like eighth grade, ninth grade, you know, you just didn't see people. And like you wouldn't see them, and like you would go to the park, and you could like watch, like we'd go watch Dustin's baseball games or something, and that's how you saw people.
Yeah.
Like so and so's at the
go
park
to
today, yeah. Like so, thinking about a quarantine, social distancing, then like
I mean, we were basically doing it back then anyway.
Right. That's I would have been fine. I got this. Grant, I can do this. Like I was made for this. I just wasn't made for this as a mom with a. You know, a little kid trying to keep them social distancing and occupied.
What else is on? We made a list here.
We did, yeah.
How proud are you? How proud are you of our governor?
I love me some Andy. It's great. I don't even know. Like, I remember before it became like a meme, I said, I think he's doing I feel like he's doing a good job at what he's doing. Like, I enjoy listening to him speak.
He's so vanilla.
Is that bad? I mean, you're
no,
saying like it's bad.
No, I just feel like...
I don't know. I feel like he's going to break bad on somebody if he hears you're at a Corona party.
Or the... Was it the bingo hall? In Pikeville. The me... You know, I've seen this passed around a thousand... This is by no means an original thought, but like you have the people that worry,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is you, and you have the people that make and consume memes, which is me.
Right.
Abby, no less than 87 times since quarantine's happened. Feel my head. Am I hot?
I do.
I feel like I have a scratchy throat.
I do. Like, I don't feel like it. I do. Granted, it is probably allergies. But, like, what a crap time for, like, the pollen count to be out of control. And, like, if you have a sore throat and a cough, mm-hmm, itchy eyes, sure do. And... What's killing me is like the random articles that pop up, like so and so had no symptoms and
one nostril closed and they died. Joe Diffie.
Rest in peace.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember Joe Diffie. Like, do I know his songs? Like, I can pop off on some 90s country and it makes Charlie, like, she's so put off by it. But there was a period of my time when I think like 7th grade and 8th grade, I listened to a little country music. But just from that 1 year, I've got it covered. Like I can throw down
he's
a radio.
The John Deere Green guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is his number one most popular song on Spotify is Pickup Man.
I don't know Pickup Man.
Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox.
I know that one.
Which Jason said somebody should do for him in his passing.
I don't even. I think that's a thing. we're going to get shut down.
No. I don't.
No, but like we'll be. We'll... Is this Pickup Man?
Yeah.
I don't think I know it.
Not the. And not that I'm into country music. I do like the outlawish country.
What's outlawish?
Like Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
And Merle Haggard. And
yeah,
like
the
old.
I don't know. I thought that'd be outlaw, like, is that classic country now? I don't even know.
I don't know because I think.
Let's not label it. Okay.
You know, and before we went to see Sturgill Simpson, listening to his old stuff, it's very, he's got that.
I love it.
That old country sound.
Mm-hmm.
And
authentic?
Which has slowly morphed into like Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
Because not, I'm by no means a concert critic, but Tyler Childers was 10 out of 10.
It was awesome.
Like, yeah. Just it sounded better than what you hear out of your headphones rather on the radio.
It was so good. He's
and
so
then
good.
Came Sturgill Simpson, who the music, I will say the music was amazing.
You all, there were these,
but I couldn't understand a damn word he said.
No, these guys were dancing in the aisle like some, like very, like whole body, like the concert they were attending. In their minds,
it was in their head. Yeah,
was so different than the ones that the rest of us were experiencing. Like they were just full body.
Let's talk about the crowd because
it was so.
I saw an AC/DC concert, and as far as like most different types of people that was up there. Of course, you had the old people who've been listening to AC/DC forever,
the whole life.
Kids, and you know your pot smokers and whatever.
Yeah,
you know your that demographic.
Yeah. Okay, Mumford carries a really interesting crowd demographic.
Not as much as...
Not, it's
no,
just...
No, I'm going to say no.
Yours, no?
Really? They're just hipster.
Okay. But there's like some...
And now they just sound like Coldplay, so they're dead to me.
Oh my God.
But, stop. So we I have this social anxiety about parking, finding a place to park. And so I had just taken Charlie... to see the Office musical.
Which, that was completely inappropriate.
It was. Maybe, anyway.
What was it that we had to tell her on the way home? Crabs. Gary got to cover that one on the way home.
Crabs.
Why were they laughing that Meredith had crabs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the whole crowd laughed except for Charlie. It was right over her head. But, and so I found this little, in which this is the Lexington Opera House right, you know, right next to Rupp Arena. So I parked in the sink. I found this little spot there. So we parked there when we went to see Tyler Childers, expecting heavy traffic. We got there early.
Yeah.
And so we went to maybe one of the best date spots ever in Arby's. That was inside of Rupp
Arena.
Like
all the other places were packed completely.
Like a 2-hour wait, you know, for any place around there. And I just remember the guy telling me that him and his friends had got there at like 2 o'clock that day, and they went to the Big Blue Martini.
Yep.
And three of them were in the hotel room.
Passed out. I would be so pissed. That's insane.
Like, so we're watching people come in, and it's like your college boy hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Some older, like there was a very, I won't say it.
He was older. He was a granddad. There was a granddad in our crowd.
Yeah, there was definitely.
In our row,
yeah. The hipster crowd, the straight country music, mullet wearing.
Right.
New Holland hat.
Right. The guy next to me was just total stoner.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good time. He was so sweet, though. And he was
happy.
He bought
Sturgill Simpson vinyl.
Oh, my God. And I found it for him. I saved the day. He lost it. But he just left it with me. He didn't lose it.
And when, you know, they showed up and were there for maybe 16 minutes and disappeared. I don't know where they went.
Yeah, and they were so excited about hearing him.
But the thing was, you know, and both these guys are from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're from Kentucky, you know your people, right? You know Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
You know Sturgill Simpson. At least you know they're from Kentucky. You know Wheeler Walker Jr., who I was so hoping would make an appearance that night, but he didn't.
I think he was there.
You know, but you know these people, so, like, it's, you know, there are people. And then half the crowd leave, literally. First of all, the first and last snow of 2020 was that night.
Yep.
Because when we came out, our car was covered in snow. And we left probably 30 minutes early. It was just weird.
I had to teach the ACT the next day. I had an ACT session at 9 a.m. To get to. Which
damn kids, we had to do something with them.
Yes. Yes. That was really complicated. Getting them organized. It's a lot harder now with the little one, but it was an interesting group, very interesting demographic. Now, I think I said this earlier, I don't know, but I remember like making a joke with the woman in the bathroom about like washing my hands and all that stuff. But like the crowd did not care about no COVID-19.
No, we're swapping drinks. We're swapping
dab pens and all the joints in our crowd. And I got offered, like, it was like nonstop from both directions. I'm like, I'm good, thanks.
But they were polite.
They were so sweet. They were just the nicest people in the world.
They just wanted to share.
And they kept trying to share. And I'm like, I really can't. And I had this moment of like, you know, it's going to be legal and like no time. And like, what does it really matter? But I kept thinking, you got to teach. You got to get up in the morning and teach at 9 a.m. Turns out the next day I walk into ACT session and kid's like, hey, Miss Thomas, I saw you at the concert. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you did? And cool. And he was like, yeah, you were in that crowd that was smoking pot all night. I was like, yeah. Yep, they were. They did enjoy. They did partake.
I wonder because I bought those tickets off of a coworker who was supposed.
Oh, were those his friends?
No. No, he just bought two tickets. No.
They were so nice.
Yeah. And so, like, I just wonder what his reaction would have been to all that.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I was like, wait, I don't want to be talking about these people. No. They were his friends. No, it was fun. It was such a, and then the world shuts down a week later.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy to me.
It's all because of your birthday.
That's it. I needed to have a birthday month, and look at where it landed me.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So week three of isolation or quarantine this week, we watched one episode of Tiger King.
Oh my gosh.
We can report back. I wasn't super thrilled about it. I'm more excited about Ozark season 3.
Mm-hmm. I need a recap though on Ozark. You're going to have to, which they usually do a pretty decent recap before they start, but it's, how long has that been?
A year.
Yeah.
One of our go-to series, Ozark.
It's really good. I really enjoy it.
Bloodline.
Bloodline was great. Bloodline's done, though, right?
Yeah, it the third season just kind of jumped the shark.
You didn't like it?
No.
What else have we? We've done quite a few. It's sad. Y'all, we've watched, like, people will be like, looking for something on Netflix. I'm like, we've watched it all.
Yeah.
There's very few that we haven't. We didn't get into...
Watch The Crown.
Yes. I liked it a lot.
What else?
Oh, no. We were doing on...
Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah. That's on Hulu. I was going to say, we've been doing some stuff on Hulu. Where's Maisel? Where's that one at?
Amazon Prime.
I love that one.
Jack Ryan.
Yes. Did we finish that?
Yeah. I don't really know if you stayed awake for most
I don't know why. You got to start sooner with me. I get lost real fast.
American Horror Story.
Those are good. We've jumped around on that. Have you started season one, or what did you do? I watched American Horror Story without you.
Right, and then I picked up watching with you, but you hadn't seen it.
Yes, on Cult.
Yeah, we watched Cult, and then we watched Apocalypse, which is my favorite. Turns out, most people hate that one.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Kind of liked it. Now, Coven's good. Coven's one of my faves.
Yeah, so now I get the ability to see what happens for you American Horror Story fans in the Apocalypse season. I went back and started watching from the beginning with Murder House, so I get to see like the origin stories.
I want to go back and start watching again. I think it'd be kind of cool to... Because there was so much...
They just put out like a teaser of the next season. It's like somebody's hand coming out of the water or something. I'm not sure.
We have not watched, though, the one...
We've watched one episode of 1984.
Yeah. And that went a totally different direction than what I think we thought it was going to go.
I mean, what do you expect in these shows? Like...
I'd never know.
For Apocalypse, you learn about these characters for the first three episodes, and they literally kill every one of them off.
I don't think you should say that.
Spoiler alert, came out 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody's not seen it yet.
It doesn't matter, because that just know that that has nothing to do with what happens in the rest of the show. Literally nothing. Am I right?
You are exactly right.
Yeah, so just know.
I think Colt was the... Colt bothered me.
Because it was more socially...
Yeah.
It could be true.
Yeah.
Like that's...
In the mental health aspect of the characters and stuff, I think. Which, like the supernatural stuff, it doesn't bother me, but that...
Yeah, because none of them are really scary.
Mm-mm.
They're just messed up. It's not horror so much.
Mm-mm.
I guess it is.
It's a little gory and, the suspense of it. I think Murder House bothered me too. It was weird. Did you ever watch Black Mirror? I think I've done like two episodes of Black Mirror.
I think maybe I've done the same.
Yeah. No, that's supposed to be like weird and little, like.
Pig.
Too.
I think that's the very first.
Oh my gosh.
The very first episode.
That's not the first one, is it?
Yeah.
That was so messed up.
Apparently like Miley Cyrus is in the new season.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Send us some Netflix recommendations. Hopefully by the time we do this again, we'll finish Tiger King.
I'm down for Tiger King.
Like the memes are really good, but
it is so weird. It still bothers me to seeing the animals caged. Like I can't get past that. That.
I don't think that's what this thing's about.
I know, but I'm just saying, it bothers me to see that.
So we got through the first episode, it's basically the background of the players involved,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I don't think we know everybody yet, though. No. I don't think we have the full story of everything yet. Somebody told me it's a little bit like S-Town, the podcast. Mm-hmm. Did you ever listen to that?
No, you told me all about it.
I love that. I mean,
the guy worked
story.
On clocks, and he had mercury poisoning or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was just a crazy...
We've watched some really good, like, the documentaries that are out there are just crazy. Like, and then you think, like, like, the McMillions. Like, this was going on. Like, there's a whole documentary on this, and this was going on, like, Wild Wild Country. Was that it?
Yes, that was good.
That whole thing is taking place, and, like, no one told you that was happening? Like, was that in the news?
Yeah. What was the other one? Evil Genius.
Yeah, Evil Genius was super screwed up. But I guess these things happen in such small...
Yeah.
I don't know, or the world, I don't know, like, it just makes you, like, consider, like, the filter with which you get your news and your information, and then what gets attention and what doesn't, but then you turn it into a documentary, and suddenly it's on Netflix.
And everybody's watching.
Yeah, there's been some crazy ones. I look forward to the rest of Tiger King. Everybody says it's like a train wreck, and you can't look away, but.
We'll find out. All right, so that's what we'll do. We hope however your social distancing quarantine goes well.
Do you think this first podcast went well? What do you think?
We'll let the people judge. This is just a Sunday night in our house.
This is it. You're getting a glimpse of the good times.
So until the next time, do you have any like parting words?
I don't have anything to say.
You can thank Brittany.
Brittany.
She wanted this to come back. David Trent asked about it. So Seth was really excited that it was going to come back. So if you've listened this far, there's your shout out. And shout out to Juan for returning the equipment that he's had not used for the last 2 years. Which we did do a couple at his house, but never made a consistent effort.
Was he supposed to be podcasting?
We were going to do it, yeah.
Yeah. That's hard. When you have to travel like that, that's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Well, maybe we'll get a studio set up and we won't have to lock our children up next time.
Stimulus money, baby.
What are we going to do? Put an ad on to our rental?
We'll rent an apartment. Or we'll rent a...
A studio.
Yeah, rent a studio.
Yeah.
I watched Tom and Christina's studio tour.
Uh-huh.
Pretty nice.
Wait, they don't do it out of their house?
No.
Oh. Huh. But Bert's is out of his house, right?
In his man cave, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we could just go sit in the basement for a little while. It's so dirty down there. I tried to work out. Did not work out for me.
I know. I thought you were dying. I just heard heavy breathing. I thought, what in the world?
I was trying to run up the stairs. Shut it.
All right. Till next time. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Or as Eugene would say, ta-ta.
Oh, my God. Ciao.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.